It's time again for The Insider with Chuck Kuala and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.
Hi, I'm Scott Jensen, former Assembly Speaker.
And I'm Chuck Kuala, former Senate Majority Leader.
And we're The Insiders, and this week we're talking about the recent Marquette poll results, which showed both the presidential race and the U.S. Senate race to essentially be dead heats. Chuck, do you think that's right?
No, I think it's half right. I think that the presidential race is extraordinarily close, and I think it would be hard for anybody to give any odds to anybody voting betting on this one. I think the presidential race still has a lot of time to go, and it is very tight right now, and it's been tight for a long time, and I think we'll be tight till the very end. On the U.S. Senate race, I think Tammy Baldwin is going to win really handily. It'll be somewhere, in my view, I've revised down my estimate a little bit, but somewhere between 5 and 10%. But she's going to win handily. Already hugged out of the box, had a couple of little missteps. But Tammy Baldwin, again, this year, I've already seen ads that tell me, the people who do her work do a great job. Tammy herself is the Energizer Bunny. She's everywhere in Wisconsin. She's doing a great job of getting back. She's hitting all the right notes. And I think also a theme that you have heard from me many times and we'll hear again, reproductive rights is on the ballot. And Hovde's in a really bad spot on that. And of course, having a woman with the credentials that Tammy Baldwin has is really strong. So I think that even if Trump were to get a landslide, which in Wisconsin would be like 2.5%, I think Tammy Baldwin will win handily.
So I think actually the both races are very close, and I think they're likely to stay that way. To some extent, the presidential race is going to determine the turnout. It's going to determine who's showing up to vote, and those folks are often going to follow straight down the line on some of the other high-profile battles. So if the presidential race is close, I expect the U.S. Senate race to be close. And we've seen other polling in recent weeks that suggests that both those races are very, very close. How is the race going to be decided between for each of those candidates? Well, I think in Wisconsin, there's a couple things that will be in play. One of them is going to be third-party candidates, particularly in the presidential race. Do some of those third-party candidates draw more from Biden, or do some draw more from Trump? I think in a close race, that clearly could be a matter of difference. The enthusiasm for the candidates is going to be important. And in the case of the presidential candidates, we're going to have a historic low enthusiasm for both candidates. And as a result, I think you're going to see a lot of negative ads. Why negative ads? Well, because negative ads get people angry. They make them passionate. I got to go vote for or vote against somebody. And that's that turnout edge is what each of the presidential campaigns will be looking for. Unfortunately, that will pollute and determine the rest of the ballot, and I think make some of these other races very, very close as well. And then last of all, presence. In Wisconsin, we're sort of blessed by being one of the battleground states in America. We expect to see candidates for U.S. Senate, of course, at the Chippewa County Fair and at Oktoberfest in La Crosse. But we're going to be expecting to see presidential candidates at non-traditional venues all over Wisconsin from now all the way to the day before the election.
Well, I think most of Scott's points are really well taken. I think that there are a lot of things there that are true. And by the way, I think that one reason why Tammy Baldwin's race could be closer and yet not close, in my view, is that I do believe that there are a lot of factors that are making us more tribal, as we've all talked about. And that does mean that these races will be closer. But do recall that the last time Tammy ran, she ran about 9 points ahead of the governor who was running. Now, admittedly, that was not a presidential year. The other point that Scott makes, which I think actually reinforces my point about Tammy, is all of these people who are voting third party on the presidential side, I think the vast majority of those people are going to Tammy. Of course, you would think that when it comes to Jill Stein or Cornel West. But even when you talk about Robert Kennedy and that name, at the end of the day, those people, if they are up for grabs, they're going to go Tammy's route. So I think even if it's a close presidential race or even a slightly Trump tilt, I think people will be surprised at the end at how well Tammy does. I do think, though, we have a remark. Scott made a lot of great points about turnout, getting people excited, getting people motivated to vote. And again, it goes back to the point which I'll continually make until the election, and that is people who are really upset in this election are women, and what they see happening on reproductive rights is that it's going to be a driving force. Yes, people will be upset about the border, although there's still time to go here on that, and are upset about Gaza. But I'm hopeful about the direction this is headed. But I do think that Scott's points are all well taken, and somebody could take that and use it as a script for what you should be talking about this November.
Chuck, I think you missed one important distinction in this Senate race compared to the last two that Tammy Baldwin has had. And that is the last two times the Republicans had a very bitter primary, which left the Republican candidate essentially broke in late August when the race started. This time, there is not going to be a primary. The race is already on, and she's running against a guy who seems to have an endless stream of money. I think that is a very different distinction between her two previous races, and one reason why I think it's going to be extremely close. But then again, there's a reason they run the races. The public gets to decide that.
That's true, and we'll give Scott the last word. See you next time, folks.
You've been listening to The Insiders with Chuck Walla and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.